VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's Pronunciation Challenge. As some of you may know, I am currently studying at Vancouver Film School. But because of COVID-19, my original plan of actually going there to study failed. The program switched to online. That is why I'm still here, safe and protected in Taiwan. Online courses are convenient. You don't need to spend time commuting. It can save you tons of time, especially if you live in a city that has terrible traffic. However, there's a huge problem. I take classes according to Canada time, which means my class normally starts at 1 a.m. to 8 a.m. every day. So basically the whole night. My life drastically changed. I slept in the daytime now. I moved away from friends and family to focus on the study and not be disturbed. It took me so long getting used to this schedule. To be honest, even though it's been more than 3 months, I still feel uncomfortable about not seeing enough sunshine. And I really find it hard to see my family and friends as we're living on a different schedule, although in the same time zone. Trying to live in a way that you're not supposed to can be very difficult. If you are a night owl, it will be hard for you to work in the morning, and it will be hard for you to sleep early at night. Today's video further explains that. So if you're curious, go watch the video. But before that, let's practice today's sentence. Since night owls could protect their tribes from nocturnal predators or their cities from cunning conquerors. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. Since night owls could protect their tribes from nocturnal predators or their cities from cunning conquerors. 今天的句子比较短，所以大家可以花多一点时间练习，就可以看到成效哦。好，接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips。首先 ，since night owls 可以做一个连音 ，night 的 t 跟 owls 的 o 可以连在一起。那 owl 这个字呢，把它想象成 o w e l， 想象一个隐形的 e，owl 将会比较好发音。Since night owls could protect their tribes, 后面记得 S 要记得发 ,OK? From nocturnal 可以分音节念。前面那个 O 念 R 的音 ,knock, 再来 turn 就是 turn, 它没有什么不一样的地方。Nocturnal, 后面加上 AL, nocturnal。Nocturnal predators 也可以分音节念。第一个 E 呢念短的 A 的音 ,pre。再来 ,DA, 那个 A 念 E 的音 ,predator, 再来 ,predators, 记得要加 S,predators, or their cities from cunning, 那个 UN 是非常非常短的不能发太长 ,cunning, 再来最后一个字 ,conquerors, 可以分音节念 ,C-O-N, con, 再来 Q-U-E, Q 呢念 K 的音 ,conquer, U-E-R 基本上就是 E-R 的音 ,conquer, 后面加上 O-R, conqueror, 最后加上 S, conquerors, 这个字可能要先慢慢的分音节念然后去加快它最后才会念得比较标准 ,conquerors, 好接下来我们把这句话再来念一遍 ,since night owls could protect their tribes from nocturnal predators or their cities from cunning conquerors,Okay guys, now it's time for today's vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is nocturnal. Nocturnal. Nocturnal 是形容词，意思是夜间发生的、夜间活动的或是夜间的。For example, bats are one of the most common nocturnal animals of all. 蝙蝠或是蝙蝠是最常见的夜行性动物之一。那有 nocturnal 夜行性的，那就有昼行性的，对不对？昼行性的叫做 diurnal。diurnal 呢，就是指在一天内发生的，白天发生的或是昼行性的，它一样是形容词。 For example, dogs are not nocturnal or diurnal. They go by their owner's schedules. 狗既不是昼行性动物，也不是夜行性动物，它们跟着主人的规划走。所以你会发现，如果你是晚上睡觉的话，狗就会跟你一样在晚上的时候睡觉。那如果你是上夜班或者像我一样晚上上学校的话，那么它们就会跟你一样，可能早上或下午才睡觉。狗非常的聪明哈。再来，我们来看下一个单字 ，predator。predator。predator 是名词，意思是捕食性动物或是食肉动物。For example,He never expected a large predator such as a lion could be tamed into a harmless bunny. 他从来没有想象到狮子这样大型性的肉食性动物能被驯服成像兔宝宝一样无害。那有 predator, 有 predator, 有捕食性动物、食肉动物，就有 prey。prey 呢，就是被捕食的动物或是猎物，它一样是名词。For example, I don't like how Tom is looking at Lauren.It's like she is his prey. 我不喜欢 Tom 看 Lauren 的那个眼神。Lauren 就好像是他的猎物一样。再来，我们看下一个单字 ，cunning。cunning。cunning 是形容词，意思是狡猾的或是狡诈的。For example, her father was a cunning man. He took money from his law firm to spend on his own. 他爸爸是个狡猾的人，他擅自动用了律师事务所的财产，自己拿去花。接下来我们看下一个单字 ，conquer。conquer。conquer 是名词，你看到后面那个 or 就知道了。conquer 是名词，它的意思是征服者或是胜利者。For example, the entire population of the town was killed by the conqueror. 整个城镇的人都被征服者给杀掉了。再来我们来看 conquer。Conquer 拿掉那个 or 之后呢 ，conquer 就变成动词了。它的意思是占领、攻取、征服或是击败的意思。For example, please step away and watch me conquer the stage. 请你往旁边站，看看我是怎么征服这个舞台的。Okay, guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. If you want to know more about the topic today, go watch the video and don't forget to leave a comment and a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you. Next time.